Gracious Heavenly Father, for this grand privilege you are giving unto us again this evening to gather at your feet, O Lord, for this midweek prayer meeting. Thank you for the abundance of your blessings we receive on Sunday services. Thank you very much, O Lord, our God, for bringing us together again. Thank you for not allowing the enemy to shut off any of us, O Lord, with one thing or the other of the world, O Lord, our God, from not coming to your presence. Thank you very much, O Lord, our God, for making this gathering possible. Thank you very much for the song service. Thank you for the song leader. Thank you very much, O Lord, our God, for the instrument users, the computer operators, the engine operators, our brother in the online system there, O Lord. Thank you for the officers at the post of duty. We pray that you help each one of us this evening. As we have come, O Lord, our God, we are needy people. O Lord, you know our needs. And, oh Lord, as we differ facially, so does our needs differ. Oh God, spiritually speaking, physically speaking. But you are here, Heavenly Father. Oh Lord, before we came in, you said, where two or three are gathered together in my name, there I will be in their midst. You have never failed to make yourself manifest in the midst of your people. Tonight will not be exceptional. May you anoint our heart with the faith of our Lord Jesus Christ that we have need of that at this moment, oh Lord. May you speak to us. May you speak about us. May you call us by name. Hide us under the blood, O Lord. Take man out of the way. May you be our strength and help, O Lord. Take absolute control of the atmosphere. Remove any forms of hindrance, obstacle, barrier out of the way. All forms of distractions, remove out of our way, O Lord. Every wandering mind, O Lord, our God, wandering spirit, we rebuke in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Bless this service, O Lord, our God. Help your servant, O Lord. I'm needy of you. Help me. Take me out of the way. Oh, Father God, may you circumcise our ears and our hearts as we listen and, oh Lord, receive your word. Circumcise the lips and speak. Sanctify us all together. May we be beneficiary of the service of tonight. Have your way, Heavenly Father. Bless the assembly of the saints across the nations. Be with our pastor in Ghana. Help him, O Lord, our God. Be a strength, O Lord. Use him to be a blessing to your people. Have your way, Father. In the hour of prayer, may you anoint us all together. Those on their way coming, may you extend their footsteps down safely. Thank you, our Master. May the people look beyond man, O Lord, and look away to Jesus, unto whom we have gathered. Let it be, Father, in Jesus' name. Heal the sick and the afflicted. Baptize souls with the Holy Ghost. Refill, O Lord. Take the saints to higher heights, O Lord. May there be no fever in our midst at the end of this service. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Praise the Lord. God bless you. We are going to read two scriptures. That's our Matthew chapter 4. Matthew chapter 4. Verse 17. From that time, Jesus began to preach and to say, repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. Amen. Let us turn to St. Mark chapter 10. St. Mark chapter 10. We'll read from verse 46 to 50. St. Mark chapter 10. And they came to Jericho. As he went out of Jericho with his disciples and a great number of people, blind Bartimaeus, the son of Timaeus, sat by the way, sat by the highway, by the wayside, begging. And when he heard that it was Jesus of Nazareth, he began to cry out and say, Jesus, thou son of David, have mercy on me. And many charged him that he should hold his peace. But he cried out, he cried him on a great deal, thou son of David, have mercy on me. And Jesus stood still and commanded him to be called. And they called the blind man, saying unto him, be of good comfort. Rise, he called thee. And he, casting away his garment, rose and came to Jesus. And Jesus answered and said unto him, what wilt thou that I should do unto thee? The blind man said unto him, Lord, that I may receive my sight. And Jesus said unto him, go thy way, thy faith hath made thee whole. And immediately he received his sight and followed Jesus in the way. Amen. May the Lord bless his word tonight to our heart. God bless you. Please be seated. We thank the Almighty God for giving us this wonderful opportunity to gather in his house again this evening. Praise the Lord. We are still on our topic from that time. And by the grace of God, we want to look at another thought this evening. As we spoke about the sinner woman that it was needful for Jesus go to Simon Pharisee's house as a guest and being unwelcomed. And when she met Jesus, she was a changed woman from that time. Amen. Her day of prostitution ended. Praise the Lord. So this evening, I want us to look at another thought. From the scripture we have read, where the previous time before last Sunday, we spoke about Paul, who was Saul of Tarsus, the church hater, the saints hater, intellectual, well-learned, but he was a persecutor of the church, an injurious person, but Jesus said, I would rather choose him. That is the main thing. And Jesus, when he determined to do a thing, we go to any length. Praise the Lord. And Jesus said, I would rather choose him.
And he met him on his road to Damascus. And that bright, shining light that led the children of Israel through the wilderness. Praise the Lord. And he was blinded. And when he met Jesus, somebody could say, Paul, how did you do it? It wasn't Paul. He could say, I was an intellectual person. But one day, Jesus met me on my way to Damascus in that pillar of fire, and he smote me blind. And from that day, I was a changed person. Praise the Lord. Our brother said, Peter could say the same thing. We don't have time. But let's go through now, through this blind Bartimaeus this evening. Hallelujah. The reason we have taken this on blind Bartimaeus, just a little exhortation for us because of our time. How about blind Bartimaeus that lay at the gate as we talked of last night? The blind man could say, I was blind until I come in contact with God, and from that time I could see. Amen. Blind Bartimaeus, Brother Ban said, theologian said, he was born blind. And he had a wife, he had a daughter, and one time, the wife was, it was the daughter that was sick, and he had two turtle doves. He used to attract tourists, in order to get money for the day. And one day, the daughter was sick, and he called on Jehovah God. Jehovah God, if you heal my daughter, I will take these two turtle doves to sacrifice unto you. The daughter was healed. And he took the two turtle doves and went and sacrificed the two turtle doves. Nothing more again. But he had only one lamb. And this lamb now, the prophet said, was the only eye. Was leading him about. And then one day, the wife got sick. And he went to Jehovah God. Jehovah God, if you will heal my wife, I will use this lamb to sacrifice unto you. Jehovah God had his prayer, and he took this lamb, and he was going to the temple. As he was going, the priest saw him. Bartimaeus, where are you going? I'm going with this lamb to sacrifice unto Jehovah God. Oh, that is your eye. You cannot sacrifice this lamb. Let me give you money to buy another lamb for sacrifice. He said, no, please, thank you very much. I didn't promise Jehovah God another lamb. I promised him this lamb. And he went and sacrificed that lamb. And that was the end. So he was out there now begging. Some days he got money, some days he doesn't get anything. So he was sitting there by the highway begging at Jericho. Praise the Lord. While he was there begging, could anybody please help me? Nobody will give me anything. He began to think, oh, my wife is at home, my daughter is at home, how are we going to do it? What explanation am I going to give to her without God having anything in my hand today to take home? He was there. He rattled his cup. Nobody will give me anything. People are just passing by. Robert even said, I look, no. He had some noise. And he was asking, may I know what is the matter? What is the motive behind this crowd and this among? There was a priest that was going to Jerusalem to hinder Jesus from holding a meeting. He said, keep quiet there. I'm one of the priests. I've been given authority to go to Jerusalem to stop that, fanatic. Well, he kept quiet. But somehow, the multitude came to, this one will say this, this one will say that. He didn't move Jesus. But a disciple, the prophet said, a sister, when the mob continued, then he asked, could anybody tell me what is the meaning of this no noise making. And the disciples said, oh, have you not heard? What is it? It is Jesus Christ of Nazareth, the Son of God, passing by. Haven't you heard that too? No? He used to heal the sick, open the eyes of the blind, raise the dead. Oh, is that the one? Then he cried, Jesus, thou Son of David, have mercy upon me. Amen. Praise the Lord. Jehovah said, when we heard that it was Jesus passing by, Jehovah said, faith cometh by hearing, and hearing the word. Hallelujah. Listen to this. And in his distress, please, can they give us 20? I'm sorry, please. 54:02. 54:02. Paragraph 21. I'm sorry, on the account of time. In his distress, sitting there, you can just. No. Go down. Go up a little. In his distress, sitting there, and all hopes gone. And yet, the only hope that he had was passing by. Helpless. Hopeless. Jesus. I mean, blind Bartimaeus. In a dark world, as a blind man. No way for him. People looked down here. They shouted him down. The Bible said, the people now, men is, keep quiet. You hopeless man. You helpless man. If anybody is shouting, is it you that you know people Jesus will listen to? But he cried out the more, Jesus, thou Son of David, have mercy upon me. Listen to the prophet. The only hope that he had was passing by. Now, he had one thing he could do, that was call. Amen? That was the only hope. Now, if faith came by hearing of the word, and he knew that Jesus come by, he couldn't say, now, wait, I might see him another day. Don't do it. He's here now. I will try tomorrow night at the next meeting. He didn't have that opportunity. Don't miss your opportunity. That was the first and last opportunity. The only opportunity he ever had or ever will have to ever receive his sight. So he had to do something. He raised and screamed to the top of his voice, Jesus, thou Son of David, have mercy on me. Have mercy on me. What did he say? Then Jesus, facing up that road, a road that you and I tonight, all of us are guilty of sending him up that road. On it, we are guilty. And that's why we didn't celebrate it. But, you know, we only, you know, had a memorial on Good Friday. That day on Calvary. That glorious day. One of the days of all days. That could be, that we must remember every day was Calvary. He knew he was going to face Gethsemane. He knew he was going to face Calvary. He knew he was going to face Pilate's judgment. He knew he was going to face mockery. They are going to spit on him. Yet upon it all, when he was on his way, praise the Lord. This helpless man, unprivileged man, how is he going to attract that man? How is Bartimaeus now going to attract this man, Jesus? With one thing, thou Son of David, have mercy on me. And to think with all that hanging in front of Jesus, that blind beggar's cry stopped him still in his track. Jesus stopped. Amen. Hallelujah. But the Bible said, Jesus did not hear the voice of blind Bartimaeus, but he had his faith. Because Jesus was far away from him, apart from this microphone. be that we are in the building. Unless there is any loudspeaker outside there, they can hear us outside, maybe to where brother Iman and his wife are standing there. But when you cry here, nobody can hear you. Because Baba said it was 200 years away. Not only that, the mosque were crying. This one cried this one cried that. So Jesus could not have heard his voice. It was his faith Jesus had. Oh, God, help us tonight. Friend, it's love. What's happening, brother? Well, let me read. If you're not following me. Friend, his love and compassion for the sick was so great till no matter what the task was ahead of him, he is always willing to minister to those who are in need. He's here tonight to help you, my brother. No matter how busy Jesus is, he's always ready to help the needy. He stopped him still. Hallelujah. I say, Jesus stopped still. He stood still and said, call him. He commanded that they should bring him. Amen. Your cry tonight will stop him. He's passing through here tonight. Your cry will stop Jesus. Hallelujah. Call him. And there was a few hours before that, he just threw away his coat. One sat alone beside the highway begging. His eyes were blind. He was in total darkness of the world. He clutched his rags. It was on a November winter time. Shivering the cold. Hallelujah. But when Jesus came, he bade the darkness flee. Jesus is here to make your darkness flee tonight. Hallelujah. It's never too busy. When he came, we are going to see that Baba said, Jesus knew what was in his heart. He knew what he was calling for. He knew what he was going to ask for. But he asked him, what will you that I should do to you? Oh Lord, that I might receive my sight. You know your need tonight. But Jesus knows more than your need and my need. As we are here tonight, each time we come before God, we must not keep quiet. We must not allow no demon from the pit of hell to tell you that you can never receive the Holy Ghost. He promised it to his own children. He can never fail. He's still God. Hallelujah. Oh, the man said, I've attracted his attention now. I've attracted his attention. The Son of God, and he has bid me come to him. Listen, every one of you here tonight has got the same bidding. Whosoever will, let him come. Remember that our prophet said, Jesus did not put any name there. If he has said, let Ayodele Babalola come, there are plenty of Ayodele Babalola. Oh, shoot. There are plenty of Joshua's here. Joshua. So Jesus didn't say, let Joshua go. He said, whosoever we. Baba said, that is me. Put your name there. It is me, the whosoever. Don't forget that. Look, when he said, whosoever we, let him come. It is you. It is me. Praise the Lord. He threw away his coat. I will not need it no more. Hallelujah. Throw away your coat of unbelief tonight. Take God at his word. Listen, if I won't need this coat anymore, as long as I obey him, he will have never given me the invitation. That is, the blind Bartimaeus is now saying, Jesus will never have given me the invitation to come. If he didn't mean to give me help. Whosoever will, let him come. Jesus will not have given that invitation if he's not willing, if he didn't mean it in his heart, to do you good, to do me good. And he would have never been wounded for your transgressions if he hadn't have meant to take them away. He would have never been striped for your healing unless it meant to take away your sickness from you. Glory to God. That's the God we are serving tonight. May God help you, my brother, my sister. May God help us tonight. Blessed be the name of the Lord. We are here to cry unto God. Cast your body upon me. Call upon me the day of trouble, and I will answer you. Amen. You've got his attention now. What did he do? Here is faith going in action. True, I saw his garment. I won't need it anymore. I'm going to be a new creature from now on. He threw aside his garment. Glory be to God. Amen. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. No matter what condition he was in, he had his attention. He didn't know which way he was going. But no matter what, he was going out anyhow. With his ragged sleeves, stretch forth like that, his hand, just making a way. He knew the voice come from some direction. And he went through that direction. No, nobody could help him to Jesus. But Jesus, who said, no, tell him, come. He obeyed. May God help us tonight. Come. And he was going, and he was going. There is the main thing. No matter how sick you are, how bad you are, how many trials you've had, when he said, whosoever will, let him come, it meant you. Are you catching something? Glory be to God. He is here now. Amen. He will be anywhere where two or three are gathered together. Where two or three are gathered in his name, I will be in their midst. Whatsoever they agreed upon and asked, they shall receive it. Do you believe it, brother? Do you believe it, sister? Young sisters and young brothers, do we believe it? Look, we are not here to keep company. You are here as an individual. Oh my. Come as an individual. Come believe him. Come receive him. He's here. It's a promise. It came out from his own mouth. And we know that heaven and earth will pass away. My words shall never pass away from him. He is always here. Even if a husband and wife gather together, he's there. How much more this crowd? Where two or three are gathered together, my name, and they agree as touching anything, they shall receive it. Whatever is your need tonight, you have better open your heart and open your mouth and cry. Amen. Praise the Lord. Oh, yes. He came to Jesus. What to doubt that I should do to you? Listen to the prophet. Lord, that I might receive my sight. There you are. He came with a full heart. Jesus knew what he was coming for. Jesus knows what you are here for tonight. He knows what I'm here for tonight. Ever before we ask at all, he said, before they even ask at all, he will, you know, he will hear them. And while they are speaking, I will answer them. I believe that is one of the scriptures. Jesus knew what he was coming for. Jesus knew what he was looking for. He knew the depth of his faith. And he said, thy faith has saved thee. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Here we are tonight, brothers and sisters. We must mean business. Don't miss your opportunity. Realizing you are not coming to man. You are coming to meet with your God, your maker, your savior, your deliverer, your baptizer with the Holy Ghost, your healer, your provider, your father. Glory be to God. Amen. Unclean, unclean. That leper cried in torment. Anyone that comes in contact with the presence of Jesus Christ is ever changed. Tonight, don't miss this opportunity. Remember, he said, look, whatever is your need tonight, he's here to meet me that need. Whether spiritual need, whether physical need, you need the Holy Ghost baptism. Don't sit down there. I want to tell you. But the man said, you may say, I go to church. I go to this one, I do that one. But the man said, God does not promise to save church members. He promised to save his children. Brothers and sisters, oh my goodness. May God help us. It is exhortation time. The word of God in his lordship. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Have you caught something this evening? Has God spoken to your heart? What is your need? Open your heart. Come believing. Blind Bartimaeus came with full faith in his heart. Nobody could stop him. Don't allow no demon from the pit of hell, I repeat, to stop you from crying unto God. He said, he cried aloud, the more. You hear the scriptures? He cried aloud, the more. Jesus, thou son of David, have mercy upon me. Can you cry unto Jesus tonight? Jesus, thou son of David, my Savior, have mercy upon me. The only hope you have, the only hope I have, remember, is here this evening. He's always here. Where two or three are gathered together in my name, there I will be in their midst. Hey, look, no matter how much thousands of words a man may pour out, one word from the Lord means a lot. Let us bow our heads and meditate on these things. What is your need here tonight, brother? What is your need here tonight, sister? God bless you, brother. Thank you. What is your need here tonight? He has never failed. He's not a man like you and me. He's God. We are speaking about our God, our Savior. God bless you, brother. Blind Bartimaeus, he knew that was the only chance he had, was the passing by of the only one, Jesus, the son of David, the one that could only give him back his sight. My brother, my sister, brother, said you may be spiritually blinded in this hour. God helping us. He said, but when you come in contact with Jesus Christ, you will receive your spiritual sight. He's here tonight. It is not the word of a man. I'm not talking about man. We are talking about our God. What he did for others, he can do for you. It's not a failure. He has to hear. He has eyes to see. He has memory to remember his promises unto you and me. My brother, my sister, Jesus has ears to hear. We must just speak to the air, but to the ears of the Lord of hosts, because he had the faith of blind Bartimaeus. It is your faith, it's my faith. He wants to hear. Not just ordinary words from my mouth. Jesus, my Savior, have mercy upon me tonight. I need this promise to be made manifest in my life. A change. Cast away your garment of unbelief. I gave him my old tattered garment. He gave me a robe of pure white. I'm feasting today on a manna. Hallelujah. What a God we are serving. It's never a failure. I don't know your need. I don't know your problem. But he knows what you are crying for. What you have come before his presence for? He knows. He knows. Trial here, trial there. Problem here, problem there. He knows. He knows. He wouldn't have spoken it. He wouldn't have given you invitation. He knew what you had need of. He was wounded for your transgressions. If he wouldn't have taken away your transgressions, he wouldn't have spoken it. By his stripes, you were healed. He wouldn't have spoken it. Yes, sir. If he didn't mean to do that for you and me, my brother, my sister, Jesus is the same yesterday, today, and forever. Touch the Lord tonight. As he's passing by, don't miss your opportunity, my brother, my sister. I wouldn't want to miss my opportunity. He's not too busy. Oh, glory. It is because of you and me, Jesus came down from glory. He's not too busy to answer your cry. He's passing this moment, your need to supply. Reach out with the hand of faith and touch Jesus tonight as he's passing by. Don't let this hour pass you by. There is no incurable disease with our God. He remains the same. He changes never. Oh, thank you, Lord. Jesus Christ. The same yesterday, today, and forever. He's passing this way. I must say, Jesus, all of my trials, I cannot bear these burdens alone. In my distress, he kindly will help me. He ever loves and cares for his own. Hear what the woman said. No matter how busy he is with the burden of Calvary before him, the burden of your sin and my sin, is yet he is willing to help the helpless. I must say, Jesus, all of my troubles, he is a kind, compassionate friend. If I but ask him, he will deliver, make of my troubles quickly an end. Tempted and tried, I need a great Savior, one who can help my body to bear. He did it for blind Bartimaeus. He will do it for you and me tonight. I must say, Jesus. I must tell Jesus, he all my cares and sorrows will share. Oh, how the world to evil allures me. Oh, how my heart is tempted to sin. I must tell Jesus, and he will help me over the world that victory to win. I must tell Jesus. I must tell Jesus. Tell him now. He's not far away from you. He is as they speak, hearing distance, my brother, my sister. I cannot bear My burdens alone. I must tell Jesus. I must tell Jesus. Jesus can help me. Jesus alone. Be it unto you. According to your faith has saved you. Your faith has made you whole. Jesus can help me, and Jesus alone. Cry your knees unto him. While others you are blessing, do not pass me by, Lord. He won't pass you by. If not pass by, blind Bartimaeus. Oh, yes. Yes, sir. He is faithful to his promise work. He is obligated to his work. As long as you can obey him, as long as I can obey him, he is obligated to his work. Whosoever will, let him come. Jesus. He went about doing good. Oh, my. Jesus. Oh, glory, glory. Glory, hallelujah. In Jesus' name we pray. Before we continue with the request before us, is at a hearing distance. It's not far away from you and me. His promises are true. He has never failed at any time. He won't fail you tonight. He won't fail me. Will I ask you to raise up your hand for anything? Your heart is your altar. I want to call on the associate pastor. Whatever is your need tonight, remember, not that you raise up your hand now, your heart is your altar. You mean business that God thank you tonight. Shalom. Meaning from the depth of your heart. And while we go from now on, after the prayer, while we go into prayer time, please, for Christ's sake, shake yourself. Let me shake myself. Enough of this, oh my, sleeping irreverence in the presence of the Almighty God.
King of kings and the Lord of lords, we bow our heads and our hearts in reverence before you, O God. We thank you very much for honoring our gathering with your presence, opening the windows of heaven, and pouring forth unto us the abundance of your blessings. Lord, truth is your word, Heavenly Father. Everything is settled before the world began. You have paid for every bit of these blessings for us. Oh, Jehovah, your word has come to clear the clog that is trying to block the atmosphere Lord, hindering our faith, Lord, from receiving from you. Lord Jesus, your word said that you are a consuming fire. And Lord, the pillar of fire is here because your word has been echoed, Lord, in its fullness. Master Jesus, may every doubt, every unbelief, every double-mindedness, every fear, every negativity, may the pillar of fire consume them. Lord Jesus, the things that we have asked of you, as we have added read unto us, that you will never have asked us to call if you don't have intention to give to us what we are asking of you. Neither are you an Indian giver. Lord, you are God that giveth, Lord, without, O God, any reservation, O Father. Master Jesus, may that faith rise in every heart, O God. Lord, as we take our possession by faith, all that we have asked for may become our Heavenly Father. In any way that the enemy, the devil, might want to come, Lord, to try to, Lord, whisper to us any words of doubt or unbelief concerning any request we have asked of you. Thou market that's true for your people. May you come and stand for us, Heavenly Father. May you fight our battles, Lord. Give us this victory, Heavenly Father. Give us the faith, O Jehovah Master, that have ear on the chest, Lord, that takes no for an answer, Heavenly Father. May be ours, O God, in the name of Jesus Christ. Let there be testimony that we follow this, O God, to the glory and the honor of your name. Satan, the Lord rebuke you and cast you out of this congregation in the name of Jesus Christ. Thank you, Heavenly Father. May thanksgiving be our song, maybe our meditation, maybe our language, maybe our testimony. From henceforth, O God, in the name of our Master and our Savior Jesus Christ. Thank you for your servant, Lord. May you strengthen him and anoint him the more, Lord. Blessed be your wonderful name. Be with us as we continue in the prayer request. Anoint our faith the more, Lord. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen.
In 100, then Jesus came. Oh, on sat alone beside the highway begging. His eyes were blind, the light he could not see. He clutched his rags and shivered in the shadows. Then Jesus came. Oh,
gracious eternal Father, Lord, we feel like Peter and the rest of the apostles on the Mount of Transfiguration, that it's good to be here in your presence, because you have made yourself manifest in our midst, and Lord, you have done something for us. We are grateful unto you. May these blessings be permanent in our lives, in the name of Jesus Christ. Whichever way the enemy, Satan, your enemy and our enemy, want to rob any of us of these blessings, dear God, may never prevail, dear Father. Give us faith to overcome him, Lord. From here, may we aspire to higher ground in you. Lord, take us higher and higher on a daily basis in your services, Lord, in the name of Jesus Christ. We pray, dear Father God, that the effect of this will never vanish from our life, O God. Thank you, eternal Father. All that we have placed before you, O God, according to your word, they are already receiving attention. Because you say, when we desire anything and we ask in prayer, we should believe that we have received it. You say, then shall we have it. May it be so unto every one of us. May we never entertain any suggestion of the enemy, Father. May we confess like Abraham that it is already done, dear Lord. Thank you, eternal Father. Once again, we bless your servant that you have used, O God, for this service. May you replenish him, and Lord, for the virtue that has left him, recall him back, Heavenly Father, and lift up the horn of his ministry. We thank you, O God, for our pastor in Ghana. We pray, Lord, that the few services he has left with the people, Lord, may you strengthen him, dear Father. Make him a great channel of blessings to your people. Lord, when he will be coming back next week by your grace, may you bring him back safely, dear Father. Thank you, Master. Take us home safely tonight. Give us a peaceful night rest, Lord. The rest of the week is in your hand. May we enjoy it to the maximum, both spiritually and physically. Keep diseases and affliction away from us. Bless the work of our hands, Father. Rebuild the brass for our sake, O God. Prosper us, O Father, both spiritually and physically. Bless the students, bless the workers, bless the business people. Lord, protect the travelers, O Father. Thank you, eternal Father. Blessed be your wonderful name. If you tarry, we'll be here again on Sunday. May we witness greater blessings still from you, Lord. Bless the tape service on Friday. To you be glory, honor, and adoration. Thank you for hearing and granting our petitions, because we have asked them all with faith and thanksgiving in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Praise the Lord. God bless you. The pastor sends his greetings once again and requests for our prayers. So we continue to pray for him. Hopefully, in a week's time, we hope to have him back to us by the grace of God. That's according to our discussion this morning. Pastor David Audrey sent his greetings to the church. Also, Brother Tim Asham sent his greetings to the church. Pastor Israel James Uyedepo also sent his greetings to the church. We discussed last Saturday or so, but I forgot on Sunday to deliver his message. Pastor Joshua Felicia also sent his greetings to the church. He was in Badegi yesterday and went back with his wife. He sent his greetings. Was still thanking the church for the offering that was given to him. God bless you. This one said that Brother Gabriel Warotimi and his wife send their greetings to all the assembly. Thanks, Brother Moses Oladimeji. This one said Brother Abel sent his greetings to the church from Brother Joshua Okediran. The Lord bless you all. Shall we rise? 222. Take the name of Jesus with you.
Oh.